Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Pro Football Chase Podcast, a podcast that has featured interviews with Rams wide receiver Robert Woods.
3,000 yards, and, you know, last year, unfortunately, I got hurt midway in the season, but other than that, just working and grinding to get to this point, and finally broke it with a lot of games left.
Packers wide receiver Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
Just the fact that we got a, you know, all-pro on the other side of the ball, and Devontae. So when you got a guy like that, you know, that's just going to get the main focus. Obviously, you know, people start to know my name a little bit after I made a few plays here and there.
Broncos offensive guard Ronald Leary.
It would either have to be a counter or pin and pull play when we get on the edge and run. I think it's always impressive when big guys can get out that stance and move and hit somebody. So.
And rising stars Dalton Risner, Charles Amenahu, and Jawan Williams. This is a podcast that offers player perspectives from some well-decorated veterans, including T.J. Houshmandzadeh.
And people will say, oh, well, is Dak Prescott got a franchise quarterback? Look at his record. It tells you he is. Oh, he has a great defense. He has Ezekiel Elliott. You tell me a quarterback in the entire NFL that's not Tom Brady that does more with less.
Game previews, recaps, and analysis. Turn the volume up. The chase is on, and the chase is live. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome into the Pro Football Chase Podcast. It's Isaac Sines with you, and joining me for an interview today is Bills defensive tackle Jordan Phillips. Phillips was selected by the Dolphins in the second round of the 2015 NFL Draft out of Oklahoma. He has recorded 92 total tackles, 9.5 sacks, 20 tackles for loss, 1 fumble recovery, and 1 INT through 65 career games and 26 starts. So Jordan, thanks again for joining me. How are you doing?
I'm good. Just enjoying my bye week at home, getting away from football a little bit. Seeing family and just hanging out.
All right, let's get right into it. The Bills are off to a fast start, 4-1 record, second in the AFC East behind only the Patriots, who are undefeated. So what are some things that have attributed to the team's early success?
You know, we're just a tight-knit group. We play for one another. We're just out there trying to win any way we can. Our wins haven't been pretty, but we're getting the W's, and at the end of the day, that's all that matters.
Sean McDermott, who's touted as a defensive specialist, is in his third season at the helm. How do you like playing for him, and how has he crafted a winning culture in Buffalo?
Well, I mean, Sean's a great guy. He's a player's coach for sure. He definitely understands his defenses, and he puts people in the right positions to make the plays. We're not a big star-struck defense. We're just a bunch of guys out there trying to do our 1-11th, and whoever makes the plays, you know what I mean? Nobody's out there trying to do anything spectacular. Everybody's just gap sound, and if we're all gap sound, we're gonna do what we've been doing, I guess.
Jordan, the Bills' defense has been absolutely dominant this season, ranking third in total defense, third against the pass, and eighth against the run. Can you talk a little bit about the job Leslie Frazier has done with the unit and how he sets the tone in practice each week?
I mean, we take each practice like it's a game, and that's the biggest difference from what I've been used to. We go out there and we practice as hard as we can, and he really makes it seem like the games are easier. You know, he throws a bunch of different looks at us. He makes real stressful situations in practice, and we just feel really prepared for every game that we go out there.
Unfortunately, Harrison Phillips was lost for the season, but the Bills still boast one of the best defensive lines in the league with you, Trent Murphy, Shaq Lawson, Jerry Hughes, Star Lutulele, and rookie Ed Oliver. What makes the unit so dominant, and what is it like playing alongside those guys?
Those are all great guys. You can't forget Kyle Pecco either. He came in and stepped up right after Harrison went down, and we expected that. We didn't expect a drop off from him. He's a great player, and that's the best thing about our group. At any time, there's no drop off. Even I'm not even a starter. Ed's our starter, and between us two, it just gives us great different looks. Ed's a smaller, faster guy. I'm a bigger bruiser kind of guy, and even on the other side with Star and Kyle, they kind of play the same. And then we got Jerry, who's just a monster on the outside. We got Trent, also a monster on the outside. And then once if you think you got them figured out, you got Shaq Lawson coming in. That's going to give you it any way you want it. And then also we have a great rookie, Daryl Johnson, that's going to come in and just murder people. And we just have a great group. We have 8 starters on our D-line, and that's the best thing about it.
Jordan, you've tallied 10 tackles, 6 tackles for loss, and a career-high 4 sacks through just 5 games played. You notched 3 of them in Week 5 against the Titans, which was the first 3-sack day by a Bill since Lorenzo Alexander did it in October of 2016 against the Rams. So talk about that performance and how you've rejuvenated your career in Buffalo.
It's a great honor, but like I said earlier, it's not about who makes the plays. It's about as long as the plays get made. And I was just fortunate enough for those plays to fall my way. But it's a group effort. If you go back and look at those plays, Marcus was holding the ball a little bit longer than he normally does, and I let this big guy back there get a few sacks. And like I said, you know, I am happy that it came to me. But if it didn't and it happened to somebody else, I'd be just as happy.
Which pass rush move do you find to be the most effective for you, and why?
It just depends on what type of game it is, and honestly, how Jerry Hughes is rushing. If Jerry has a guy he feels like he's going to beat inside, or beat on the outside, then I tend to go more power and just work off of him. And same as Trent Murphy, the way he rushes. I wouldn't call him a finesse rusher, but he's a guy that he's sneaky fast, so he can beat you off the edge, and then he'll also hit a quick move inside. So I'm just a guy that's going to just try and clean up the sacks. I'm not going to go out there and try to work a certain move or do something to set myself up. I just want to clean up what's given to me. They get paid to rush, and I'm paid to clean stuff up, so that's what I do.
Jordan, playing in the trenches in the NFL, I mean, a lot of us have no clue what it's like going to war every single week. You're going up against some of the best offensive linemen in the NFL. Can you provide some insight about the grind it takes to be, especially an interior defensive lineman in this league?
One of the hardest things about being an interior defensive lineman, especially in our league, you got guys like Aaron Donald and Fletcher Cox and Gerald McCoy and Ndamukong Suh and, you know, just other players, K'Wan Short, who else do we got? You know, just to name a few of them. Those guys go out there and have big stat games, and, you know, playing interior defense line is not about stats. It's about freeing up your linebackers and helping the defense make plays. So you can go out there and have a really good, a really great game and not show anything for stats. And then just going out there and doing that every week, and there's just not much reward for it besides the wins and a great defense, I guess. And, going back to just physically, it is a grind. You're taking on pretty much 600 to 700 pounds of every play. You got two people hitting you from two different angles, and being able to anchor and sit down and not get moved and still be able to shed and make the play. It's a grown man's game down there, especially in our division where we got the Patriots and we got the big boys and at the Jets, and I haven't played the Dolphins yet this year, so I can't speak on them, but they're big boys, and it's just hard to do it play in and play out. But if you can get it done, that's why you get paid a lot of money.
The Bills secondary is also one of the top units in the NFL, led by Tre'Davious White, Micah Hyde, and Jordan Poyer, to name a few. How do they make your job easier as a defensive line?
Well, I mean, they're so smart. They disguise. They do all types of stuff that I can't even tell you what they do, honestly. And it's incredible because they're always on the same page and they're always in sync with each other, and the way they talk, the way they know what's happening before it happens. And then, like I said earlier, those three sacks pretty much came because of them. You see Marcus clutch up or have to step up because there's nobody throwing the ball. And I think I saw something the other day that says we haven't had a 250-yard passer in over 14 games or something like that, and that's just incredible. It speaks a volume to them and everything that they do. They're a great unit. I would say they're probably the best in the league, and they deserve it, and I hope they start getting some respect for what they do.
Now let's talk about the city of Buffalo and Bills Mafia. How do you like living there, and what makes that fan base different from any other in the league?
I can't speak on everybody's in the league, but from my experience, we're in sync. It's truly a family, and that involves Bills Mafia, the fans, and everything like that. They're out there. Doesn't matter how cold, how hot, how rainy, how snowy, they're going to go out there and they're going to be loud. They're going to be crazy. They're going to be jumping through tables. They're going to be causing hell pretty much, and that energy that they give us at the game is unreal. It's like playing in college again. They're wild. They're a lot of fun to be around. And then if you see them out and somebody comes up to you, you know it's not anything crazy. They just want to say hi. And I really don't know how to put this, but it just really makes you want to win for the city of Buffalo and go out there and just make Buffalo proud.
Jordan, I saw online it went viral. You wore some broken table themed cleats during last Sunday's game against the Titans, which is a staple of Bills Mafia. So what inspired you to sport those customized cleats, and will you be wearing those the rest of the season?
No, I have some other ones being made. Shout out to Souls by Serve Marcus in South Florida. He does a great job with all the cleats. It was actually his idea, and I thought it was brilliant. He does such a good job with all that stuff, and he really brought that concept together. And I wore them the week before, actually. I guess I just didn't play good enough for people to notice. So, yeah, we have some things in the work, but I hope they can grab as much attention as these did.
Talk a little bit about your starting quarterback, Josh Allen, as he continues to develop in this league. And he's putting up some good numbers, not only in the pass game, but as well as a runner. So how has the team responded to Josh Allen and his leadership?
Well, I don't have enough time to tell you about Josh Allen. Josh Allen is a one-of-a-kind player. He's a not only a leader, but he's also a big name that is the most humble person that you'll ever be around. He's a sweetheart off the field and a monster on the field. He knows how to get you fired up. He knows how to push the buttons at practice. And the best thing about him is that he's gone. If we need to talk to him, he responds. He's a young guy, but he's a vet at the same time. He leads his team. Without him, we wouldn't be where we're at. And at the end of the day, he's a winner. It doesn't matter what you say about him. It doesn't matter good or bad. He's a winner, and that's what he's going to do. He's going to win.
Up next on the schedule is the Miami Dolphins, as he talked about. You haven't played them this season. You're coming out of your bye week. I have to ask you, since that's the team that drafted you, do you have any extra motivation facing them?
You know, honestly, I just got to keep going in and doing what I have been doing. Of course, it brings a little bit more because it is an old team, but, you know, we're playing them in Buffalo. And so once we get to Miami and I get to play in front of that crowd again, it might be a different story. But right now, you know, I know what's going to happen, and I'm just excited to go play that one.
We got one of the most prominent rivalries in college football on Saturday as your Sooners take on the Longhorns in the Red River rivalry. So, who are you taking to win, and what's your score prediction?
You know, well, the Red River has always been a game of turnovers, and, you know, we have the Heisman quarterback again this year with Jalen Hurts. So, you know, I see him doing a great job. I don't even know Texas's quarterback, and but I guess it really doesn't matter. We'll probably I say we probably get about three turnovers, win by at least three touchdowns. So I couldn't give you the actual score, but it's going to be a blowout. The stadium's going to be all crimson and cream by the end of it.
Gotcha. Well, I just thought I'd ask you, since you did go to OU, so you're heavily involved in that rivalry. But, Jordan, again, I appreciate you taking the time to join me for a podcast today, and I hope that you get some rest up this weekend, and I wish you nothing but the best as you continue moving forward here in 2019.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.